Now I'll tell you, the people, they were just waiting for Jesus when he came again to that place after hearing that man tell what God had done for him. That man, he had a Christianity that tasted good because he told people what God had done for him. Tonight, how does your Christianity taste? Does it taste good when people sample it? Because they can taste that you've been born again. They can taste Jesus in your heart. Does your Christianity taste good? Because they hear you telling about what God has done for you. You know, there's such a concern about the church in the world tonight. There's something wrong. There is something wrong. But what'll make it right? I believe that if we would just go and, like Paul, tell people how Jesus saved us and how Jesus loves them and wants to save them, and if we'll just go and share with people about what Jesus has done for us. You know, I believe, Brother Pastor, that we'd find the answer there. I believe that we would find people just waiting for Jesus, just waiting to meet Jesus, if we that are Christians would just go and tell people that we know Jesus saves because he saved us, and if we just share with them what Jesus has done for us. And I'm only going to mention these other two, not elaborate. For our Christianity to taste good, we must be increasingly attractive. I'll tell you, every day we ought to be a more attractive Christian than we were yesterday. Our prayer life ought to be more attractive. Our forgiving life ought to be more attractive every time, every day. And we need to live our Christianity consistently. We need to live every day our Christianity at home, at work, at school, everywhere, every day. Tonight, I want you to pray for me that I'll have a Christianity that will taste good to people when they sample my Christianity. I want you to pray that we'll all have a Christianity that will taste good to people when they sample it, because it will be sampled with Christian living, with the Christian living of being born again, of sharing what Jesus has done for us, and being constantly, consistently a more radiant Christian. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Let us pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for the beautiful life that you lived in our midst nearly 2,000 years ago. Father, thank you for the life of Jesus that tasted so good when people sampled the love in it, the mercy in it, the forgiveness in it. Father, we pray, God, that our lives, that our Christianity might be sampled, and when people sample it, that it will taste good, that it will be seasoned, Lord, with a born-again salvation experience, that it'll be seasoned with testimonies of the goodness of God toward us and what Thou hast done for us. That, dear God, our Christian lives will be increasingly attractive. And that, God, we will be constantly Christian in all that we do. Father, tonight, may we declare before Thee and before people our desire to have a Christianity that will taste good when people sample it. Father, tonight, may we take this occasion and opportunity to come and ask forgiveness wherein we have not had a Christianity that has always tasted good when people have sampled it. Oh, Father, tonight, may we ask forgiveness of this and declare our desire to share with others in a greater way how Jesus saved us and what God has done for us through the years. Oh, Father, tonight, may Thy Spirit now in a mighty way touch the hearts of people here. Lord, in this invitation, may people respond only for the glory of God and as a testimony to the touch of God's Spirit upon their heart and life tonight. Father, just take Thy word now and bring forth good fruit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We're going to turn to 240, Just As I Am. And tonight, if you are a Christian, how does your Christianity taste? Does it really taste good to those you work with? Does it really taste good to those you live with at home? Does your Christianity really taste good? Does it need to be seasoned? Tonight, as the pastor stands, will you come and just say to this beloved pastor, I'm concerned about the way my Christianity does taste. I want to have a Christianity that will be tasty and cause people to want the recipe, and that's Jesus. I want to be like Paul and tell more people about how Jesus saved me. I want to be like that Gadarene demoniac and go and tell people in a greater way what God's done for me. Oh, tonight, as a Christian, would you not do that? Have your desire to have a Christianity that'll taste good when the world samples it. and to do this that will make your Christianity tasty. And people want the recipe, want Jesus. And if you're not a Christian tonight, do as the psalmist said, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Come tonight and taste of the forgiveness of Jesus for your sins through his shed blood at Calvary. If you're not a Christian tonight, you come and taste of the salvation of the Lord and see that it is good. Come and trust Jesus as your Savior. May we stand?